Welcome to episode 4 of Part-Time at Lambda School. I am your host, Ira Sanchez, and we're going to talk about my experience in the part-time program at Lambda School. So this last 2-week period at Lambda School, we focused on project weeks. So our group was assigned the task of creating a notes app using React, not Redux, although that was part of the stretch problems, was to refactor it so that the data flow is via Redux rather than just using React state. But so the point of the project was to build a notes app. The app itself has the ability to make calls to an API, meaning the information is stored online and not in local storage or on the page itself. And then it has the ability to add new notes, to edit and update those notes, and to delete those notes, as well as display all of them in a list. The assignment gave us some design files, so we didn't necessarily have to come up with original styling, but rather we had to match the styling of a guide. And in that, there were just like basically what you would normally expect from a notes app. There's a menu or navigation, and then the notes are sort of displayed where the navigation is not. It's a, you know, sort of a two-part system there. with the exception of the delete, whereas the delete is an HTML element that is overlaid above the other elements and is partially transparent. And so that's just for the delete modal to confirm that you want to delete a note or to exit out of that functionality. So for this project, I had a pretty tough time. I did reach MVP. I'm still in the progress of still in the process of styling the assignment. I did reach MVP with a lot of help, but I had a hard time because I overcomplicated the process. And so I highly recommend just making sure that your architecture is on point before moving ahead. And you can check in with someone else. You may not feel, the only time you can only check in with other people for help if you feel absolutely stuck, if that's how you want to learn. But it'll probably be faster to check in during the times that you've consistently made mistakes or have had struggle with in the past. And so I'm sort of just realizing and observing where I have a hard time and making improvements there. And so I struggle with the organization process of planning ahead and not overcomplicating the app that I'm making by adding too many elements or by not necessarily putting the functions where they might be most efficient. And so I'm learning slowly but surely through trial and error what works and what doesn't, or what's easier or what's more complicated. And so in these design docs, the different views were all separate pages. And so I thought that they had to sort of be separate because of that. And I took it very literally. And so I basically created, a bunch of separate apps that are connected together in the data flow on the back end, if you will, using that term very loosely, not NoSQL or anything like that is involved. So not recommended, much more recommended to just use, React Router, put in some route component elements rendered into the JSX there, in React and just having one nav and, the different routes for the different views you want. What I did was I created separate containers for every single possible view that the user may experience. And it was certainly an interesting exercise in the passing of props down the line, but I certainly overcomplicated it. But I will say that I got a lot more, I just got it a lot more. There, React has been I've been wrestling with it mentally, and every time I think I get it, I hit this other bug, or I hit this other sort of a speed bump that interrupts my flow and challenges me to think differently and think in a new way and optimistically approach problems instead of immediately assume I'm too stupid to figure it out. Just because, well, Lambda, like I said in a past episode, Lambda really is a different educational experience for me. I am so used to being afraid to be wrong that being in an environment where that is not a thing that you have to be afraid of has been a philosophical, emotional, and an intellectual journey for me. In addition to learning the code, I'm also learning to love myself through the process of figuring things out. Because while I do really enjoy coding, I don't enjoy feeling stupid. And I think that's the hard part. Really, the success depends upon your ability to face, bugs with joy and optimism and tenacity. And so I'm learning to do that because I really do want to have this skill set. It's something that I've been passionate about since I was a teenager. And so I'm really enjoying having a safe environment where I can learn not just the hard skills like how to code in JavaScript, but also how to think about myself in a way that's more positive so that I stay motivated to even work on a project, even though I am having a hard time, or even though there's a concept that is hard, or even though I may have spent way too long debugging something that is just a typo. But you learn through experience and through humbling moments of embarrassment how to do things just a little bit more smoothly the next time, and I'm learning through just by moving through it how much learning really is just failing repeatedly, provided you fail differently every time. And that's something I intellectually knew, but having to be the one who fails repeatedly in front of other people and not have any feelings about it. That has been more of a journey for me than the code itself in these last 2 weeks. So yeah, I will say I wasn't necessarily planning on talking about my feelings when I when I thought to start a podcast about learning to code in an online boot camp in the part-time curriculum. But I will say that emotional regulation and function, executive functioning skills and mental health coping skills and things like that have, frankly, come up for me a lot over my journey. And I learned, this is a little bit of a tangent, but I did learn that there's a channel for mental health support in the Slack. And if you're, if you're a Lambda School student who listens to this podcast, I highly recommend that you check it out because I just randomly searched for it a couple days ago, and I posted in there actually. I said, I really wish I had randomly searched for this channel ages ago because I'm so glad it exists. And there is an emotional and mental component to learning, to being a student, to existing outside of being a student that might affect your capacity to be a good student, to be someone who learns and is engaged in that process and can trust that you'll be taken care of intellectually throughout, you'll be supported intellectually as you move through, that you won't be demeaned, that it's okay to be embarrassed, that failure really is just part of it, and that everyone has felt that. And even if your immediate sort of unconscious response is to recoil at having to say, for example, like for our project weeks, we had to present today instead of doing a sprint. So when we're presenting, I didn't necessarily have everything styled, like I said, and I was a little embarrassed to, present something that wouldn't be like a quote unquote A level work in a traditional school. And one of my classmates felt pretty similarly, and we talked about it privately, but the really cool thing about Lambda is that, like, I don't know, all the commentary was just really positive, and it's always focused on, you know, the improvements you've made and the progress that you're making and where you could be, and it's not about pressure. It's it's interesting. It's just about reality and taking one step at a time and meeting you at the step where you're at. And I don't know. I feel like every episode I just have like this moment where I'm like so grateful that this exists, to the point where it almost feels like I'm proselytizing. But it really is a profound experience that I genuinely am, from the bottom of my heart, very grateful for, that, because I don't think I would have had it elsewhere. And it's, you know, learning logic, learning computer programming, learning the way to think, because this isn't just about learning a language, it's learning how to think about problems. And that was my main takeaway from this project week. Like, one, it was the first time I built like a fully functioning app from the ground up that was actually like relatively complex and has multiple views and interacts with the user and makes API calls that other people can add to and add to the information. So that was super cool. But what was even more cool was that, you know, that I got to go through sort of a deeper personal journey of facing a lot of fear around and anxiety around the learning process and having support there. And excuse me if you can hear like the sort of emotion in my voice. It's like I said, this is real for me. Now, I don't want to get too personal or too unprofessional or inappropriate or anything like that. But I will say that if you know, if you do sign up, if you do participate, if you do get accepted, and if this is something that sounds like it, you know, could really help you, then I fully encourage you to just sort of immerse yourself in the culture of the experience, to trust the process, to keep pushing, to keep trying, because it really, like, for me, I feel like I feel like I haven't just learned as as on an intellectual level. I feel like I'm also learning to be a better person, to love myself more. And learning skills and coping skills for how to love myself as I learn, as I fail repeatedly, because really that's what makes failing repeatedly tolerable, for me at least. But yeah, so all in all, my main blocker for the week was my own mind, not the code. Although I will say that there was one point when I was working on an API call that the create function was returning in the data object that was returning in the response, when you make an API call, there's a response object that gets sent back that you can open up and look at and see what the API sends back to you, right? So I'm looking through there, and the URL doesn't match the path, and that might not mean anything to you, but the point is it results in an error. and I don't even know how it happens. I don't know how that works out. We were able to fix it just by, you know, changing a letter, and it wasn't even that there was a typo or anything like that, because it was a piece of code that's arbitrary that I could have literally typed in whatever I wanted. And the two things, the two points in my code where that was there, they matched each other, and that was what mattered, was that those two strings match, and so they did. So I don't know how we fixed it, but I'm really glad that my PM helped me out a lot. Shout out to my PM. I'm not going to name drop anyone. I think that's just a little awkward, but you know, shout out to them for helping me out, and I'm really grateful for his help. I will say that, so yeah, in summation, main blocker was my own anxiousness. Second blocker was, it didn't seem like a blocker until later down the line, when it caused a lot of issues later on, that I had an overly complex app, in the architecture, in the planning of the app itself. And so next time I work on a project, what I'm going to do at the, you know, at the suggestion of my PM is, you know, write down my notes, plan it out, then send the blueprint, if you will, to my PM to check in to see if there are areas in which I can simplify what I'm looking at. Because what happened was that, you know, the first day I had such an easy time flowing through the first couple of components because I really had them very well planned out. I drew it out. I pseudo-coded it out. Then I slowly went, you know, through and added in the actual code. So in the beginning, I was just, you know, in flow state, listening to music, having a good time, literally dancing as I'm coding, and it's all fun and games. And then the next day comes, and I can't remember a single thing where what I was in my thought process. Because the thing is, I guess I wasn't actually in a thought process. I had done all of the thinking ahead of time, and I was just moving through the steps. And so having a really simple set of steps to move through makes that process a lot easier, and also keeping track of where I am in that process makes it easier for me to look back at the next day. Because even though it was really easy on day one, trying to figure out what I was thinking on day two, I had a really hard time. And that's like basic, you know, that's not a hard skill, but there are so many little tiny things that you have to think about and put together that, you know, you miss things here and there. And so that was a thing I missed. And now I know to keep track and not drop that skill along the way. There was a recommendation made by a classmate of mine, and he said that it was probably a good idea to try out this extension in VS Code called Todo Highlight that sort of changes the comment color if you use all caps Todo in it, and makes it easier to notice. And so I might try that out. But yeah, so simple architecture, you know, emotions, and that was basically it. Just working, and I gotta get some more exercise on my Axios API calls. Depending on, you know, how my PM evaluates my project, depends on, you know, what I do next. But I believe next we're working on learning the back end. And so I'm sort of excited to do that. We'll see how it goes. I'm learning enough about code that I feel more comfortable trying to make side projects, and I'm beyond tutorials, I feel like. And I feel like I can just have fun and just make some fun things on the side. So I'm looking forward to just getting a lot more reps, and now that I have some more familiarity and I don't feel like I'm just randomly, you know, putting things in places, that I'm now understanding what I'm grabbing, why I'm putting it there, and where I'm putting it. Not always, but more and more, a little bit every day. Anyway, I will talk to you at the end of the next sprint. Thank you so much for joining me at part-time at Lambda School. If this program has helped you decide whether or not to apply, I'm really grateful. If you would use my link to apply, if that's the decision you made, I do wish you the best of luck. And if you're in, I'm more than happy to chat with you in the Slack channel. So yeah, thank you. And I will talk to you at the end of the next 2 weeks, at the end of the sprint, in part-time at Lambda School.